Hello everyone, today is July the 15th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan, and I'll be assisting Alex today. And before we hear from Alex, I want to share this short disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, possibly you if you share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And so this is the time for you to be able to ask Alex questions or share any comments that you might have, hopefully regarding our Spiritual Law of Nature this week, which he shared on YouTube. I'm going to let Alex speak a little bit first, and we're going to open the lines, and if you want to comment, you can press star 2 on your phone. So, Alex, I think the topic this week was, was solved. Is that right?
That's right. Thanks, Johanna, and thank you, everyone, whenever you're listening or watching, and wherever you're listening or watching from, we're honored that you will give us a few minutes. Yeah, this one is named Solve, and my son Harry told me after I did this one, you sure you really want to call this Solve? He didn't like that name at all, and it probably is kind of cheesy, but I was trying to get across a point, and the point is this. The biggest issue in the psychology, self-help, I would say religious, spiritual world is your moment-by-moment experience. It's how you feel today. It's like at the end of the day, if someone asks, how was your day? Would you say, it was about normal, 5 on a scale of 0 to 10, or, oh, I had a really good day. It was a 9 on a scale of 10. Usually, if it's a 9 or something like that that we're excited about, it's because some circumstances happened that made us feel good, gave us pleasure, or took away pain, but then tomorrow or the next day, it doesn't really carry over, and we've got to start all over again. And of course, sometimes people say, it was a bad day. I need to just chill out tonight. It was a bad day. And all of us have those, but what would you say if on your average day, 0 to 10, when somebody asks you at the end of the day, how was your day, your average rating was a 6, okay? Let's say your average rating was a 6. What difference would it make in your life if you could go from every day being a 6 to every day being an 8? Just think about that, okay? I've asked a few of my clients that question, and they said, oh, boy, that would make a big, if every day at the end of the day I could say this was an 8 out of 10, this was a great day or a really good day or whatever, that from coming up from just sort of a, it was okay, nothing really bad, but nothing really great either. That would make a big difference, and I agree, and I kind of went from that in my life, from every day being kind of like a 3 or 4 to every day being like an 8, okay? So that's what I'm talking about when I say solved, is because the religious, the self-help, the psychology world, even the health medical world has been trying to solve that for hundreds of years, and we've done it with pills, we've done it with seminars, we've done it with books, we've done it with whatever. And I think we've overlooked a critical factor, maybe even the linchpin factor, and it is all the little things during every single day where you have a thought, I should do that, or I shouldn't do that. And it's everything from letting your significant other get in the shower first to changing out the garbage can when it's full to letting someone into traffic to not eating 3 bowls of ice cream every day to exercising a little bit to It's all those things and more. And most people, and I actually tracked this with myself one day, and it was between 30 and 40. Between 30 and 40 times a day, I had a thought, I should either do this or I should either not do that. And less than half the time did I actually do that, the thing I felt like was best for me to do or not to do. Well, here's the deal. Every time you have one of those thoughts, I should do this, and you don't, or I should not do this, and you do, you're punching your stress button. And you go into fight or flight stress from anywhere from 15 minutes to several hours. So if you're like me and 30 or 40 times a day, you're thinking, I should do this or I should not do that, but less than half the time you actually do it, you're pushing your stress button 10, 15, 20 times a day. What does that mean? It means you're stressed almost all day. Well, surprise, surprise, that most of us live our life around a 3, 4, 5, or 6 out of 10, not an 8, because we're stressed most of the day. And according to the United States federal government, 90%+ of illness and disease comes from stress, but it's not just that. It's feeling bad instead of good. It's anxiety instead of peace. It's sadness instead of joy. Okay? It's kindness instead of anger. So I believe most people, this statement would be correct. You're doing it to yourself. And if you can start, and a lot of people I work with, and this was true of me too, the big stuff, very often you get right. If you think it's a big deal, you do it or you don't do it. But all these little things, we think, well, that's not really a sin or anything. That's just a decision. That's just a, it would be better if I did it, but it's not really wrong. If I don't, well, an ancient manuscript says if you believe something is wrong for you, then it is wrong for you. If you flip that upside down, if you believe you should do something, then you're going against your beliefs if you don't. Okay? So the translation to science is whenever you do that, you're pushing your own stress button. So start prioritizing from the time your feet hit the floor in the morning to live by the spiritual, for love to be your compass, to prioritize even, maybe even especially, those 30 or 40 little decisions every day. And here's my deal that I truly believe. Every time you start doing more of those correctly than you have in the past, you will feel a bump up in how that day went for you. So if at the end of the day you would normally say a 6, you start doing a couple of those little things that you've not been doing in the past, all of a sudden your days are a 7 at the end. Start doing more, you're an 8, more at a 9, okay? And, of course, keep doing the big things right and start doing those right if you're not. But for most people, the thing that gets us tripped up are not the big, huge things. They're these 30 decisions every day that we don't think are that big a deal. Let me tell you, they are a big deal. And if you don't prioritize them like that, they will kill your potentially good day, and they'll do it every day that you don't prioritize them and do what you believe is right, when you believe it's right, how you believe you're supposed to do it. So, and now, I've got to do a post-it note. Some of you are in a place where you can't do that. You have so much negative energy inside and stuff, you could try, but you just can't do it. That was true of my wife when she was depressed. No problem. Get Out Trilogy and Memory Engineering and Rapid Eye Stress Release and some of the other tools that we've talked about, Activate Your Vagus Nerve. And I believe within a period of time, usually about 40 days or so, you will get to where you can start just making the choice to do those things correctly. And then that is going to make a major, major difference in your day and typically every day. So whether totally solved or not, I think at least, at the very least, this can be a major difference maker in your life. Start getting the little things right. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. So if anyone has any questions or would like to comment, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. I'm going to check real quick and see if we have anything on the web typed in. Nope. Anything there? Okay, we have one hand. Let me open your line. It's from Glenn in California. I'm going to open your line. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Johanna.
Hey,
hi, Dr.
Glenn.
Alex. How you doing? Great. Doing great. Great message today.
Thanks.
Got on a little late, Doctor. Could you go over the scale one more time, as far as from scale from 1 to 10? Just so for a little clarity on
well,
what you measure that
just,
scale.
I would just say that most people that I know and am around, if you were to ask them at the end of the day, okay, on a 0 to 10 scale, how was your day? For most people, it's 3 to 6, okay? And on a bad day, 2 or 1, but most days, 3 to 6. When Hope kicked me out of the house, I was – probably 3, 4 pretty much every day. If you can go from anything 6 or under to an 8, where on an average day, someone were to ask you at the end of the day, hey, how was your day, 0 to 10, and you were honestly able to say, it was a great day, really good day, about an 8, what difference would that make? And for most people, going from 6 or less to an 8 every day, which I've seen person after person do by starting to get these little things right, it can make a major difference in your life.
Love that. And when you're concentrating, let's say you're having a great day, but you're dealing with something, you know, you're dealing with maybe a sickness, or you're dealing with some kind of situation that just keeps kind of interfering in your happiness.
Yeah. I would say a couple of things. First of all, that may be a big issue. What we're talking about today are mainly little issues. So sometimes those big issues, you've just got to say, okay, I'm just today concentrating on putting one foot in front of the other. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that very well, but I'm going to try to just hang on by my fingertips and put one foot in front of the other. But what we're talking about today are the little things, like I should tell Hope how pretty she looks tonight. I should offer to do anything I can do if the TV quits working or something. Instead of asking her to figure it out, I should see if I can figure it out. Whatever it is that my heart says to me, you should do this or you should not do that. If I don't do it, I'm pushing my stress button. Now, another post-it note that I forgot are all you perfectionists, all right, and which is probably 1 in 10, and Hope was one of those. You've already got this in spades, but the difference is you feel guilt and shame if you don't do it. Here, there's not guilt and shame. You're still okay. It's just you're killing yourself. You're killing your own day. But if it's got tons of guilt and shame with it, then it's probably coming from a big issue that's a relationship issue somewhere in your life or ancestry, and you need to fix that. But these are more the little decisions where there's not huge guilt or shame. It's more like, I really don't think that's that big a deal, but I do feel like I ought to take the trash out, and then I don't. Well, I've just punched my stress button.
Wow. That makes a whole lot of sense. I just view it that it's, you know, don't sweat the little things, and ultimately they're all little things. You know, God's love is so pervasive.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
And that's a fantastic book. That's a fantastic book. But I would say they're not all little things. Some of them are bigger things. Hope had one relationship in her life that was her Titanic. Okay, and she had to work for years on that issue. And today it's, night and day better. But I do think there are some big issues, but the little ones may be the one killing you, not the big ones.
Dr. Alex, one last question. Do you think,
in
terms of what you just, do you think all of us in our lifetime have a major issue, like a master issue or a master program that we come to this earth to fix or to overcome? I mean, it's like we got a lot of them, but is there one biggie that is like our destiny to overcome or to heal?
You know what, Glenn? I really do believe that. I did a thing one time, you know, and I was wondering about all this and thinking, but wait a minute. I've known four or five people in my life that seemed like they never had a problem with anything. Everything just worked perfectly and was easy, and they never had. And so I contacted every one of those people and asked them. And every one of them laughed when I asked them and said, oh, my goodness, yes, I've had things that I didn't even think I was going to survive. They were such big deals, and I've still got some. So, and I believe God did that on purpose, okay? That's how we grow and learn. And then, if there's no friction against choosing love, then that's not really even a choice. There has to be a relatively equal choice, or it eliminates love, because love requires a choice to not love, okay? So, yeah, I believe every person has their cross to bear, so to speak.
Wow, you just popped my cookie. So real love, what you're saying is that real love, it isn't authentic unless there's adversity or unless there's energy that makes you not want to love or makes you want to go the other way.
Well, I just think it exists that way. It's not that you need to go looking for the adversity or go looking for the negative. It'll find you. But everyone has my wife and I will say this to each other probably once a month, you know, when we're talking about life and other people we know and stuff like that. And that's this. Everybody's got their junk. And they do. So you don't have to go looking for it. It'll find you. But so if you're living and focused in love, you know, don't go off the path to try to find adversity. You don't have to. It'll find you when it's that time for you.
It found me, Dr. Alex. It found me.
Well,
that's great.
God bless you, Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you. So, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great week.
Okay. We have one more hand up, and this is from someone on Skype. I'm going to unmute your line now. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Penny. I have kind of more of a comment. It's very interesting, the synchronicity, because earlier this week I had been dealing all day long with this problem that had to be unraveled and has taken months to unravel, all because I didn't double check something to make sure it got done a year ago.
So a little thing came back and beat you in the rear, you're saying.
Exactly. And so I thought, you know, from now on, I need to, and it kind of, you know, built from there as I thought of the whole kind of big scenario. And I thought, instead of putting things off or avoiding things, my thought process was, from now on, I need to decide, am I choosing this because it's the best thing or it's the right thing, or am I choosing it because it's easier, like either avoiding something or doing something else? And so then when I didn't think I was going to be able to be on the call, and all of a sudden something happened, and I'm like, oh, when I tapped the, you know, the one touch dial, and here you are saying this even deeper, you know, whole layer of that, of how even the little things stress. But that's a more practical thing, and I'm probably kind of more where Hope was back then, so
yeah,
it is harder for me to choose to do what needs to be done and the right thing, but this has been really helpful, so I just wanted to comment on that synchronicity, so thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and you brought something out that I forgot to say, and it's really important, and that is that typically the reason we don't get the little things right, even though we feel them and think them, is because it's not the easiest path. The easiest path is to not do the garbage right now. The easiest path is to you know, go on to work because I'm already late. The easiest thing is not to let the person in traffic. The easiest thing is to yell back when somebody yells at me, okay? It's harder to do what you believe you should do when you believe you should do it. But as this lovely young lady just brought out, the problem is very frequently, I would even say most of the time, these things will come back around and bite you in the rear, so that taking the easy way out ends up being the much, much harder way down the road. So if you can reverse that and say, okay, I'm going to do what I believe is right and best now, even if it's harder, you're going to make your future much easier.
Yeah.
Great comment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So if you, anyone else have any questions or comments, raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. I'm going to check one more time, Alex, see if we have any questions typed in. No, we don't.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Remember, you can send in your question and not have to be here. We'll answer it, post it. You can listen to it at your leisure. But please, let's start talking in our lives about these important issues and help each other be happier and healthier every single day. Thank you, Johanna. I'm going to bug out. I love you. Thank you.
Okay, Alex. God bless.
God bless you.
All right. So we're going to open the lines now for anyone that would like a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. So if you, I'm going to lower the hands just so I don't have any mixed up. If you would like a custom healing code or a custom trilogy, raise your hand by pressing star 2. And I will unmute your line and we'll get you a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. And unfortunately, if you're on the online, not on the phone, I won't be able to do this because we can't open the line to hear your voice. But for those of you on the phone, star 2 is going to raise your hand. Okay, I think it's Penny again. Penny, did you want a custom trilogy or a custom healing code?
Yes, it is being, I forgot I had it on mute again, so that would be great. I don't know really where to start. Anxiety, I have a lot of anxiety and depression right now, so something
okay
for that would be awesome.
Now, did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
What?
The trilogy has a healing code.
Okay, yes.
Do you
see what you thought was best.
Do you know
and
how,
I do
know
how
to
do that. Yes.
Oh, you know how to. Okay, great. So, anxiety, on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is it right now?
Right now it's about 8.
Okay. Early memory of when you have felt this same kind of anxiety before, does anything pop up? And you don't have to tell me the details. If you can just say, yes, there is one, or no.
Okay. The earliest I have is around 10 or 11.
Okay.
That I can remember.
And how strong is it in that memory?
of 9 or 10.
Okay, so that one we definitely want to bring in for healing. So that's what you're going to look at as far as measuring your stress right now, or the, you know, the anxiety level. You want to look at that early memory, since that's a bit stronger than what you're currently feeling. And then when that memory has come down, then look for any other memory that has anxiety in it. And I would say take this through the 12 categories. Are you familiar with the 12 categories?
Basically, I don't have them memorized, but and I have
what
the Healing Codes book, but not the...
Yeah, in Chapter 11, it has the 12 categories, or what you could do is do the Relationship Issue Finder, which is a series of questions, and you answer those, you'll get free results. Your scores will give you some scores on the 12 categories, and those scores indicate where the stress is mostly stored and, you know, connected to the issue.
Right.
You can find that free on the Healing Codes website, on Alex's website.
Okay,
let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The anxiety issues.
The anxiety issues.
Okay, very good. Just a moment. Okay, the first minute of Trilogy is tapping, so the acupoints and meridians. So we're going to start at the eyebrows and tap all of the points, the head, the body, the hand, and stop at the side of the hand. So just start at the eyebrow and tap all the way down on each point. Then the custom tapping. We're going to start at the sore spots, then the index finger, then the little finger, then we're going to go up to the collarbone, middle of the chest, side of the eyes, under the eyes, chin, and then do the 9G, tapping the gamut point and going through the whole gamut.
Okay,
minute number two is the Healing Code. And the first position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. Second position, both hands Adam's apple. Third position, left hand high bridge, right hand below the belly button. Fourth position, both hands jaws. All right, minute number three. The Governing Conception and Energy Center Stimulation. We're going to start at the base, and you're going to slide the hands all the way up and over to the top of the spine without stopping. Do this three times. And you can go quickly or you can go slowly, whatever you feel comfortable with. And then the fourth time, you're going to start at the base, but this time you're going to go very slowly, and you're going to pause at each healing center for about 4 or 5 seconds, and you could do it longer if you like, and just simply do that all the way up to the crown and over to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Well, I think that's going to be it for today. Thank you all for coming, and do come back next week. We love having you on the call. If you have questions, if you're not able to attend live, or you have questions you would just like answered before, please just send us a question at feedback@thehealingcodes.com, and we'll get back to you. So God bless.